Hi, and welcome to episode 326 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, and this morning's Farms Report brought to you by Farmers Mutual. We're going to start today with corn. Contract basis number two, yellow corn, September is 1 to 2 cents higher. Number one, yellow soybeans, October, November date, 3 cents lower. Wheat soft red, July, 6 to 7 cents higher. Tennessee County grain elevators bid prices as of 2 p.m. Tuesday. Regional cities and cities, Northwest, Martin in March, corn price is 7.42 bushel. Corn September is 5.40, so a rise there. Beans in March, 14.42. Beans in October, November, 12.42. Wheat was 6.89. That's just to give you a little idea here of the corn prices as they go through. Now on to pig futures. From Des Moines, Iowa, U.S. Iowa Department of Ag Market News, weekly summary of prices that's delivered on farm-to-farm basis. Nation Direct Delivered Feeder Pig Report. Volume, receipts this week, 107,830. Last week, 81,877. Last year at this time, 88,144. Volume by state or province or origin. Various dates. Trends compared to last week, early wean pigs generally $5 lower per head. All feeder pigs $2 to $3 lower with instances of $7 lower per head. Demand light to moderate on moderate offerings. Receipts include 45% formulated prices. Early wean pigs 10 to 12 pounds basis 600 or less. 12.63, 32.45 to $41. Feeder pigs 40 pounds basis 600 or less. 2900 head offered. Cash range $55 to $65. Cash weighted average 58.83. Total composite weighted average receipts and price. All early wean pigs. There was 94,330 at $33.98. All 40 pound feeder pigs 1,300 to 500. In the volume. Asking price, 61.66. Note, prices are as quoted at per head basis delivered to the buyer's farm. These prices include freight and fees on a farm-to-farm basis. Most lots of 40 to 60 weight pigs have a sliding value from the negotiated weight basis, which is calculated on the actual average weight of the load plus or minus 0.25 to 0.40 per pound. Some early wean lots have a slide of 0.50 to $1 per pound. Earlier wean pigs are under 21 days old. Estimated lean value is projected to use slaughter weights with normal and confinement, with normal confinement feeding conditions. Vaccination and health program values are not included, but health status should be disclosed. Source is the USDA Market News Service out of Des Moines, Iowa. And this is April Fool's! Hi, and welcome to episode 326 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. All the April Fools that you ever needed. And you thought the theater was bad? How about the farm report? All right, so we'll get into the rest of the April Fool's edition just after these brief messages. This program is brought to you to announce a remedy for headache and other muscular aches and pains that does not cause stomach upset in the normal person. This preparation is called Calaspirin, and it is a scientific combination of aspirin and the mineral calcium. It is now available at drugstores throughout the country. The Cal Aspirin formula relieves a headache, neuritic, and neurologic pain with great speed. Some of your own neighbors can probably vouch for this. It works very fast, you can be sure. But I do want to suggest to you that you ask your doctor about Cal Aspirin, for he knows about the combination aspirin plus calcium, and may prefer you to use it. Its record, especially in the Middle West, has been spectacular. So ask him about it, and then try it, and you'll say I'm a friend for suggesting it. Cal Aspirin is sold on an unconditional money-back basis, incidentally, and it costs very little. Get a tube at your drugstore today. Remember, it's aspirin plus calcium. C-A-L, Cal, hyphen, aspirin. Be careful you get the real thing, K Cal Aspirin in the black and yellow tube.
Brought to you by Normal Things. Only normal people buy normally.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Now families all over America have named their favorite toothpaste New Pepsodent with Irium. New fresh-tasting Pepsodent with a new cool minty flavor. It's the 3-to-1 favorite over all other toothpastes. Families from coast to coast recently compared New Pepsodent with other toothpastes at home. They preferred New Pepsodent by an overwhelming average of 3-to-1 over all other brands they tried. These families, 3-to-1, said New Pepsodent tastes better, makes breath cleaner, makes teeth brighter. That's Pepsodent, now with Irium.
They call anally and genital warts.
Brought to you by products that are no longer sold in the United States of America.
All right, so a little bit on April Fool's. Let's go here. April Fool's Day is celebrated in many countries on April 1st every year, sometimes referred to as All Fool's Day. April 1 is not a national holiday, but is widely recognized and celebrated as a day when people play practical jokes and hoaxes on each other. In Italy, France, and Belgium, children and adults traditionally tack paper fishes on each other's back as a trick and shout "April Fish!" in their local languages. Such fish feature prominently on many French late 19th to early 20th century April Fool Day postcards. The earliest recorded association between April 1 and the foolishness can be found in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Many writers suggest that the restoration of January 1st by Pope Gregory VIII and New Year's Day on the Gregorian calendar in the 16th century was responsible for the creation of the holiday, sometimes questioned for earlier references. Precursors of April Fool's Day include the Roman Festival of Hilaria, held March 25th, and the medieval festival Feast of Fools, held December 28th, which is still a day on which pranks are played in most Spanish-speaking countries. In Chaucer's Canterbury Tales in 1392, the nun's priest tale is set in Saint-Marc. March began 30 days and two. Modern scholars believe that there is copying error in the extant manuscripts and that Chaucer actually wrote Saint-Marc was gone. Thus, the passage only meant 32 days after April, i.e. May 2nd, the anniversary of the engagement of King Richard II of England to Anne of Bohemia, which took place in 1381. Readers apparently misunderstood this line to mean March 32nd, i.e. April 1st. In Chaucer's tale, the vain cock Chanticleer is tricked by a fox. In 1508, French poet Eloy de Amreville referred to a Poisson d'Avril, April Fool, literally April Fish, a possible reference to the holiday. In 1539, Flemish poet Edward de Digne wrote of a nobleman who sent his servants on foolish errands on April 1st. In 1686, John Avery referred to the holiday as Fool's Holy Day, the first British reference. On April 1st, 1698, several people were tricked into going into the Tower of London to see the lions washed. In the Middle Ages, up until the late 18th century, New Year's Day was celebrated on March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation in most European towns. In some areas of France, New Year's was a week-long holiday, ending on April 1st. Many writers suggest that April Fool's originated because those who celebrated on January 1st made fun of those who celebrated on other dates. The use of January 1st as New Year's Day was common in France by the mid-16th century, and this date was adopted officially in 1564 by the Edict of Roussillon. A study in the 1950s by folklorist Iona and Peter Opie found in the UK and those countries whose traditions derived from there, the joking ceased at midday. But this practice apparently has lapsed in most more recent years. In other prank days around the world, the Iranians, yes, those evil Iranians, play jokes on each other on the 13th day of the Persian New Year, which falls on either April 1st or April 2nd. This day is celebrated as far back as 536 BC, is called Sizda Berder, and is the oldest prank tradition in the world still alive today. This fact has led many to believe that April Fool's Day has its origins in this tradition. The April 1st tradition in France, Romani, and French-speaking Canada includes Poisson d'Avril, which is April's fish, Poisson d'Avril, I guess, attempting to attach a paper fish to a victim's bat without them being noticed, is widespread in other nations. In the Joseon dynasty of Korea, the royal family and courtiers were allowed to lie and fool each other, regardless of their hierarchy, on the first snowy day of the year. They would stuff snow inside bowls and send it to the victim of the prank with fake excuses. The recipient of the snow was thought to be a loser in the game and had to grant a wish of the sender. Because pranks were not deliberately planned, they were harmless and were often done as benevolence towards royal servants. In Poland, Prima Aprilis, in Latin, is a day full of jokes. Various hoaxes are prepared by people, media, which sometimes cooperate to make the information more credible, and even public institutions. Serious activities are usually avoided. This conviction is so strong that the anti-Turkish alliance with Leopold I, signed April 1, 1683, was backdated to March 31st. In Scotland, April Fool's Day is traditionally called Hunt the Gawk Day. Gawk is Scots for a cuckoo or a foolish person. And although this name has fallen into disuse, the traditional prank is to ask someone to deliver a sealed message requesting him help of some sort. In fact, the message reads, "Dinna laugh, dinna smile, hunt the gawk another mile." The recipient, upon reading it, will explain he can only help if he first contacts another person and sends the victim to this person with an identical message, with the same result. In Denmark, May 1st is known as Majkat, or meaning May Cat, and is also a joking day. May 1st is also celebrated in Sweden as an alternative joking day. When someone has been fooled in Sweden to disclose that it was a joke, the fooler says the rhyme, April, April, dina dumisil, jag and lura dig vart jag vil. I guess. My apologies to the Danish. April, April, you stupid herring, I can fool you to whatever I want. For April Fool's jokes. Oh, here's another one. Maj maj mane jag kan lura dig stil kaskana. Whatever. Again, my apologies. May May Moon, I can fill you into Scania. For May 1st jokes. Both Danes and Swedes also celebrate April Fool's Day. Pranks on May 1st are much less frequent. Most Swedish news media outlets will publish exactly one false story on April 1st. For newspapers, this will typically be a first-page article, but not the top headline. In Spain and Ibero-America, as an equivalent date is December 28th, Christian Day of Celebration is the Day of Holy Innocents. The Christian celebration is a holiday in its own right, a religious one, but the tradition of pranks is not, though the latter is observed yearly. After somebody plays a joke or a prank on somebody else, the joker usually cries out in some regions of Ibero-America, Innocente palomente que el de diesto engañar. Again, my apologies to the native Spanish speakers out there. You innocent little dove that let yourself be fooled. In Mexico, the phrase is inocente para siempre, which means innocent forever. In Spain, it is common to just say inocente, which in Spanish means innocent, also gullible. Nevertheless, on the Spanish island of Menorca, Dia de Engañar, Fooling Day, is celebrated April 1st because Menorca was a British possession during part of the 18th century. So there you go, little April Fool's Day around the world, so to speak. Very much so to speak.
Here's a message for the motorist who does not feel that his car is performing as well as it should. It may sputter and jerk at starting. It may buck when you step down hard on the accelerator. It may be lodgy on those hills. Now, it is possible that you may need the services of a mechanic. But before you consult him, make this test. Fill your tank with Rio Grande Cracked with petrol ethyl, the dependable performance of which is responsible for its demand by police and fire departments. Then, put your car through its paces. You may be surprised to find out the fault has been the gasoline you've been using and not the mechanical condition of your car. Rio Grande Cracked will bring out the best in your car. If it will not perform with Rio Grande Cracked, we suggest that you take it at once to a reputable mechanic. But make the above test first. You may save money and also discover the qualities of Rio Grande Cracked gasoline. This time of year, you should be particularly careful about lubrication. Bearings and other moving parts are expensive, and it requires dependable oil to protect them. Be certain by using either Sinclair Pennsylvania or Sinclair Aquiline Motor Oils. These oils have longer life because they are extra refined. Also, you are guarded against substitution because these famous oils are sold only in patented extra measure tamper-proof cans. Drain and fill your crankcase with either Sinclair Pennsylvania or Sinclair Opuline at a cost no more than bulk oil.
This is brought to you from the Joint Commission of Crack is Whack, Y'all, and People for Responsible Lubrication.
Hey everybody, have a safe April Fool's Day. May your jokes be funny and not harmful, and may you have friends on April 2nd. Coming up next week, it's the first week of our coverage of the Humana Festival. Yay! I'm looking forward to that, so stay tuned next week as we start that, and hopefully through the month of April we'll have Humana Festival coverage. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, if you'd like to be part of this madness, please do so by calling 615-866-1282. Put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS, @InexplicableDS. Like I said, next week is Humana Festival, so until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.